Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Jane. Jane Gell?
This is Jane.
Hey, Jane, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
That's great. My name is Daniel. I'm the same person that was chatting with you right now in terms of ghostwriting a book of yours.
I lost your what do you call it? Your
chat session. Live session.
No, I lost your website.
Oh, okay, no worries. I'll give you the website again. It's gnomebookwriting.com.
What is it again?
Yep, it's the same. Gnome, G-N-O-M-E, gnome, book, as in book. Then you have writing. When you write a book, it goes like writing.
Gnomebookwriting.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this is something that is kind of scary to me.
Why does it sound
It's not scary. It's just that I won't it's hard to believe that something can actually happen like this.
Okay, well, ghostwriting is a very old service. I mean, it's been years authors have been offering ghostwriting services, and it's completely normal. I know it's the first time for you. Maybe you're applying it the first time, or maybe you're speaking with a ghostwriter for the first time. So it sounds a bit odd, all right, but it's not that odd, all right? We have been working in this industry from the last 12 years, and ghostwriting service has been getting offered in this industry from the last 30, 35 years. So you would see a lot of authors who have been using ghostwriting. I'm not sure if you have heard about Dan Brown, if you have heard about Stephen King, if you have heard about J.K. Rowling's the Harry Potter series, the author of the series. She also used a ghostwriter to write the book. All right, 90% of famous authors use ghostwriters because ghostwriters have a team. They give you a perspective from a third point of view of what a reader would be thinking about this book or what will be your next steps for these books.
I'm sorry, was that a question?
No, I was giving you information. I'm not sure if you heard me.
Okay. Go ahead.
In terms of your process, you don't have to create any notes. You don't have to write anything from your end. It's a very simple and easy process. We'll go ahead and interview you over the phone. We would understand your story over the phone. Once the writing team is synced with your story, they're on the one page with you, they would start the writing part for you, okay? First, they would come up with an outline to give you the book flow, as in how the book is getting divided in different chapters, how many pages we would cover the complete book in, which phase will go in which chapter. And once all this is finalized in the outline, you have approved it, they would start the writing part for you, okay? Now, it's possible that one interview might not be enough, all right? It might not be something that would actually sink the writer right then and there. So there will be different calls that will be scheduled with you. There will be questionnaires that will be given to you to fill out, all right? It will take a week or so for the team to sync with you. And as I said, once they sync with you, they will get the ball rolling right away.
Okay.
Not a very hard task.
So you would interview me.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in order.
Exactly. You got me.
I would imagine, like, I read a story when I was in a hospital of a girl from Detroit that had a bad upbringing, and she wrote a story with multiple chapters and published it. And it was very interesting. It was easy reading. And so that's what I would like to have done with my story.
No worries. That's up and up. We'll go ahead and help you with the story the way that you want the story to look like. All right? So that's not a very hard task.
And then, okay, once you interview and you edit and you put this in order, then we talk about printing. Is that true?
Yes. First, we will bring this book into life once the writing part is done, editing is done, proofreading is done, formatting is done that I would cover with you in the same bundle. Then your next steps would be to create a book cover for this. Once the book cover is finalized and given to your book, then your book will be ready for publishing. All right. Then you can either take your book to a local printer, print copies out of it, and distribute to people around you, to your friends, to your family members, or maybe publish it online. All right, starting with Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, and from there, then the marketing part would start. They would create awareness in the market of how this book came into life, all right, why this book is important for the author, who the author is itself, and then the marketing part would start.
Okay, and are you a writer?
Yes, I am a writer, but not in your genre. I will be assigning you a team that is literally experienced in your genre. I'm a children's book author.
Okay, and how do I go about it? Do I have to pay up front?
No.
The $450?
Well, regularly what we charge over here for ghostwriting a 200-page book, that includes, as I said, writing, editing, proofreading, and the formatting part of it. So if you go with our basic ghostwriting, we charge you $900 for that. But since you are running a great promotion over here, that is a flat 50% discount, so it would cost you $450 only. That would cover everything in it. Yes, the payment is completely upfront, but it backs you up with 100% money-back guarantee in case if things do not work out or maybe we're not able to satisfy you 100% up to the mark. You do have an option where you can go and claim a complete refund of whichever you're paying.
So if I pay with a credit card, then I could get a refund if it doesn't work out.
Indeed. There you go.
And how often would you interview?
No, as I said, first 1 week, all right, might be, you know, something that will be hard because the team would be syncing with you. All right. Now, it's not important that, you know, there would be 5, 6, 7, or 8 calls. All right. It's possible one call might, you know, cover everything in it. Then we'll give you questionnaire forms. So we would give you different things to fill out and send it back to us. Okay. So there will be different mediums where we will be collecting the information from for this book. But if
and
one call.
Do you have references?
Great.
I mean.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I'd like to go ahead and do it, but I'm just nervous about doing this.
What's making you so nervous? Why are you so nervous? You're doing it the
first
time.
Is the money, because I don't have a lot of money, and I would have to give you a credit card.
Ma'am, I'll tell you one thing. See, we are in this industry from the last 12 years. We are not here to go ahead and jeopardize the company just for $500. Okay. I mean, if you would have been paying $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 as a regular client, all right, I do agree it might have, you know, putting you in a situation where you would say, you know, it's if I, you know, lose it, it will be a loss for me. But here it's not the case, okay? It's, you know, a very basic job what you're after. We are able to deliver you the job, and I'm completely confident the job is completely doable. As I said, it's the first time you're doing it, all right, so that's making you nervous. No worries about it. Once you would speak with the team, once you would speak with your account managers, your writers, you'll be in a very better position, in a very comfortable position.
Okay, do I have to make a decision right now, or can I think about it, or what?
We have the reduced price for the day. All right, you can completely take your time. If you want to take more, an hour or more, maybe think about it, you can do that. All right, but as I said, there is nothing wrong with the firm, or there's nothing wrong with you paying $450, and if you're thinking you would lose it, then that's not the case. That's really not the case. Okay, you can look up the company first before you actually make any decision. If you have access to your computer, come online with me on the live chat again. I'll give you the links where you can review the reputation of the company. All right, we have been in this industry from the last 12 years. We're one of the top 10 book writing companies in the market.
And okay. Once you write the chapters,
mm-hmm.
Then we could have you guys publish it.
we would share it with you first. Whatever the chapter would be ready, let's say, for example, the first chapter is ready, we would share it with you first. You would give your feedback if you are working in the right direction. Once we receive your feedback, we'll start writing the second chapter. And that's how the process will go on, the third chapter, the fourth chapter, and so on and so forth.
Okay, now, what is it, gnomebookwriting.com?
Yep, gnomebookwriting.com. See, you look for us on Google, right? Why would Google show you, show us on the top 10, book writing companies, or why would you actually come to us if we were not a legal company? So it's not like that everyone is out there to scam people, all right, or everyone is out there to take money from people. But, of course, a little trust will be required from your end if you're trying to do online business.
Okay, so when would we get started if I give you my credit card information?
I can get you started right now, but before we do that, as I said, let me give you a few links so you're in a comfortable position, you know who you're speaking to, right? You know the company, and then we'll move forward, okay?
Okay.
So if you're on our live chat, do you see my message over there? Welcome back.
I'm back on.
You're on the website? Okay. On the bottom right inside, can you see the live chat session where we were discussing your book initially?
No, I see. It just says Daniel Garcia joined the chat.
Can you click on it? That is me. That is Daniel Garcia. I'm trying to invite you on the chat so I can give you the links over there.
And it's not working for
Aren't
some
you
reason.
Can you refresh the page and try again? Because I do see you're back on the website.
Okay. Type a message here.
I'm sorry?
It just says typing a message here.
Type a message here, yes. So type something over there, hi, hello, test, something that would connect you. Hello,
okay.
I got your message, hello. Great. So I guess we are connected now. Now, let me give you a link over here that would go ahead and show you the credibility of the firm that we were talking about. Give me a very quick moment. Here you go. Back in 2021, we were working as one of the top three book marketing companies, all right, for Amazon Books in the season of fall 2021. And in 2020, we climbed the ladder and we become the top three book writing companies all over the U.S. So these are the links for that. You can click on it. You can read it. These are not mentioned on our website. These are third-party platforms writing about us. And then you can review our social media pages that includes our Facebook and Instagram pages. You can see at least 5,000 to 7,000 people are following us at the very same point of time, minimum.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, you have more than 10,000 over there. So that's there with you. Then I'll share the link with you that would give you an access to our YouTube channel where you can see the teasers we have been creating for our clients.
Okay.
I hope you're in a more comfortable situation now, in the zone now.
I am. It's just that, okay, I've never done anything like this in my life, and
okay.
I don't have anything written. I don't have, like, manuscripts, written. So you're saying that you can just verbally interview me?
First, we will interview you over the phone. All right, understand you, sync with you on your idea for this book, whatever you want to write in the book, we would go and sync with you on this. We would give you a couple of questionnaires to fill out. All right, a questionnaire would look like a Word document that would hold at least 9-10 questions. All right, you would have to answer them, send it back to us. All right, we would then, it's possible that the interview, the team would interview you again if things are not clear. All right, and this would go on for a while until they don't sync with you. Okay.
I have
with
a problem.
So that's good.
I don't have Word on my computer.
No problem. Can you write emails? Are you good at writing emails? Can I ask you questions over there?
Yes.
No worries. I'll ask your account manager to copy the questions from the Word doc and put it in an email for you so you can answer it easily.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else which is a question? Please, go ahead.
No, it's just that, have you, how often do you do this, like, for somebody that wants to get their story out?
Maybe 10 times a day.
And do people actually pay, I mean, have the books published?
Of course, absolutely.
And is it possible to make money in the end?
It does, but there is a lot of things you have to do for it. I won't just tell you that after writing the book, you would start making money. You would have to publish it. You would have to market it, all right, so that people can come to know there's a new book, right? Now, if I just publish a book on Amazon, how would you come to know there's a new book on Amazon that Daniel Garcia has published? Of course, I'll have to send you a text. I'll have to send you an email. I'll have to call you up to tell you, Gene, I've written a new book. Then you would come to know, right? So this is called creating awareness in the market, which is done through marketing services. So once you do these steps and, you know, do the tactics, of course you would see sales coming in. I've got clients over here making $20,000 a month too. I've got clients over here making 200 sales every month for their books. All right. It's because there is ongoing marketing that is getting performed on behalf of them. We are maintaining their social media pages. We have been maintaining their blogs. We have been writing articles for them. They've been creating teasers for them. All right. That lets the person know there is a new book on the market. Now, if you don't see ads or you don't see advertisements about anything, how would you come to know there's a new thing on the market?
So you would see the cost. Is there going to be a lot more than $450 just to write the book itself?
No. $450 would cover the complete writing part.
Okay.
Part. Tomorrow, if you need me to provide you additional services, like you want me to give you a book cover or maybe help you publish the book or maybe help you market the book, then, of course, I'll charge you additional.
Okay. So how much extra is it for the cover?
That depends on what sort of cover you need. We have covers starting from $200 and goes up to $2,500. Now, if you want your picture or maybe an illustrated picture of yours to go on the cover, then, of course, that's an expensive part, right? We will have to illustrate your complete picture, your photograph, put it on the front cover, come with a new idea for the back cover, write an author's bio that would go on the back cover, add a barcode to the book on the back cover that would go with an ISBN, and then it would go for publishing. Then it will be formatted. Actually, it will be formatted in an ebook, paperback, and hardcover format, and then it will go for publishing.
Okay.
Doing the baby steps to bring your book into life. The blog and web page that you were talking about, I don't think it's required at the moment to start with. It might be required in future, all right, looking at the marketing tactics, but you don't need it right now. First, we need to bring the baby into life before we buy the baby clothes.
How many books do you guys do that don't actually get published?
Well, last year we published 3,500 books. In total.
3,500 that you did not publish?
We published.
Oh.
Our success ratio is 90%. That means out of every 10 clients, 9 clients end up publishing their book on Amazon.
No kidding.
No,
okay.
why do you say?
I really want to do this, but I don't know if my story is going to be interesting enough to be.
This is what we will guide you with, right? This is exactly what we will guide you with. See, if your story is coming from a different perspective, all right, then we would start the book from, you know, from a different angle too, all right? You are living in 21st century, all right? You won't see new books in the market right now, which are starting from once upon a day there was a lady, and, you know, that's how it would move forward. It's not that way, all right? Nowadays, for, you know, to hooking up your readers with the book, there are a lot of things you need to keep in mind. You need to add a lot of cliffhangers to it. You need to create that curiosity part in the reader that is pushing him to read the second chapter, after the third, after the fourth, after the fifth, and continues reading. You know, for this, you need to create that interest in that reader. You have to write your words into a manner that it creates that curiosity in the person that makes him read the story. Do you watch Netflix?
Not too much.
Not too much, but you might have watched a few series, all right, let's say maybe Money
Heist
or something, right? So if you see the first part, if you see the first episode, what is your feeling after that? You want to see the second episode. You want to see the third episode. It's killing you, all right? It's creating that curiosity in your mind, what's going to happen next. This is what is the level that we will use for the book.
Okay. Now, through this chat, how do I go about paying you?
Okay, first step would be I would need your basic details first, so I can go ahead and sign you up. All right, I would need your complete name that would go on the book for you, then I would need your phone number, and I would need your email address so I can create your profile.
Okay, and you want me to do that?
Can you put it
on online here?
Yep. Can you type it on the live chat? I'll copy
okay,
it.
Okay. I don't know if I should hyphenate my name.
Why is that?
Because when I was in business, I'm divorced, and I'm not sure if I my maiden name used to be Geisler.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. But legally, oops. Legally, I'm just Gall. So would I use Gall?
Mm-hmm.
Not Geisler Gall?
You can use Geisler Gall, both, right, because the legal name is Gall. So tomorrow, the contract and everything will be created under Jane Gall. All right, this is what I
need to go under. I need to go to the Social Security Administration and change my name to hyphenate it.
Yep, you'll have to get those because we would use legal name for everything that's required for creating your accounts on Amazon or maybe to write the book after the author's bio would go under your name. So for that, we would need a legal name, all right, because your bank accounts and everything will be integrated with that when you would see sales coming in tomorrow. Either you can get that changed or the easiest way is you can use a pen name.
Well,
you know what's a pen name?
A pen? Is that a fictitious name?
Yep. There you go. You got it. A lot of authors do that. So if you have an issue of sharing your complete name or you think that will be a problem for you in future, you can use a pen name. A lot of authors do that. That's not a problem at all. Okay. In fact, I got your basic information. I'll go ahead and create your application right away so I can add the discounted cost to it and I can add the 50%. Now, first, I'll go ahead and process the fee for you, okay, right now since you're with me over the phone. And after that, I'll deliver you the NDA, the contract that puts you in the safest corner, that this is your book, you hold the rights to it. We are just hoping you're the ghost write the book. And once we're done with the job, you would own the book. It's not our property. It's your property. So I'll give you the NDA that puts you in the safest corner with the paid invoice, and I will connect you with the team right away so you can go with an ice-breaking session and, you know, you can get the ball rolling.
Okay, should I? I may want to talk this over with somebody. Is it possible that I can do that?
You can surely do that. Do you want me to call you back, or how do you want to make this work?
I'd like to go ahead with it, but I'm just nervous about it. That's all.
Jane, it's not that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not rocket science. It's very simple, all right? I know, as I said, you're doing it the first time. You're a bit nervous, all right? But it's not that every company out there is, you know, just to go and take your money and run away. It's not like that, okay? I would connect you with the team right away. I'll give you the contract right away. You would get your paid invoice right away. So you're getting all your confirmations. Tomorrow, if I don't give you the service, you have the complete right to call a refund. Either through us, or you can drag us to the court of law.
I can get a refund.
Yes.
If I'm not.
Type this on the chat for you too. And that will be there on the contract with you too. It will be 100% refund. In case if we are not able to satisfy you with this project. And this will be mentioned on your contract too. So your money is not going anywhere. Not after this 450. I'm after to make this a good book with you. And I'm 100% sure you would buy remaining services. You would go with buying our book cover services too. You would use us for publishing your book too. But I don't want to go ahead and give you a big bundle right now of $2,000, $3,000 where you're thinking more. So we are starting small just to show you our services. Once you're satisfied, which I'm sure you would be, but it's just a matter of a week. Okay, once you're satisfied, we'll talk more onto this. There are a lot of things we can talk on.
Okay, this is making me nervous because I don't have a lot of money and I'm on Social Security.
I know that. You told me that.
And yes, so I'm wondering if I should talk it over with somebody.
Mm-hmm. If you like to, you can surely do that. But as I said, there is nothing wrong with it. Okay, I'm not here to go ahead and scam people for $450, all right? Or maybe put my company's reputation in jeopardy. Did you see the links I've given you on the chat? Did you review the company's reputation, all right? So what do you think? I would just run away with this money, or how would that work? I mean,
no.
I will answer your phone from tomorrow. I'm connecting with you, with the team, right away. They would start the minimum, the partial part right away. They would give you the questionnaires right away. So you can sit back, relax, fill out the questionnaires at your ease. Once you are ready, you can send it back to us maybe by day end today, maybe by tomorrow, maybe by after the weekend, and we're completely okay with it. So, as I said, you're doing it the first time. It's a bit, you know, it sounds a bit nervous, all right, but there's nothing to worry about. We're all backing up with you. My team is completely friendly. They're very comfortable. Moreover, what I'll do for you is I'll assign you a female so that, you know, you both can sync with the story on one page very easily.
Okay, I'm going to, is there any way I can call you back?
You have the number, you can call me.
Can I call you back or can you call me back?
Yep, you want me to do that right now?
In a few?
Sure.
Yeah, just, I'm gonna get right back to you, okay?
No problem. You want me to call you back in 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Take your time. I'll do that for you. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
No worries. Take care.
Bye.
See you soon again.
Bye.